After winning the conviction of former Illinois Republican Governor George Ryan this week, federal authorities in Chicago are showing no signs of slowing down in their pursuit of public corruption. Several ongoing investigations into alleged corruption in state, county, and city government may now pick up steam as a former top aide to Chicago's Mayor Richard Daley goes on trial next month. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
If it seems as though people are walking a little more softly in these hallways of Chicago City Hall, veteran Alderman Tom Murphy says it's probably true.
You know, a conviction of former Governor Ryan on all 18 counts would certainly embolden the federal district attorney to pursue all avenues of what he views as political corruption, yes.
Did you think you have any sense that that makes people in this building a little more nervous?
I would say it should.
I think that office holders at the state level, at the county level, and certainly at City Hall are shaken in their boots right now.
Cindy Canary is director of the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform. She says in the wake of the Ryan verdict, some other public officials might be looking out for Chicago's U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald.
Patrick Fitzgerald has really kind of redefined what good government should mean in Illinois. And for Illinois, it's a radical notion that you don't go into office for, you know, personal gain and profit.
Canary says the jury, in essence, convicted the Illinois political culture in which Ryan flourished, steering lucrative state contracts to lobbyist friends in exchange for cash, gifts, free vacations, and loans. Following the verdict, jurors acknowledged there was no smoking gun, but a pile of evidence and testimony presented by prosecutors over 6 months, much of it demonstrating a pervasive pattern of corrupt behavior by Ryan. That's a change from the way Illinois political corruption has been tried in the past. Former trials often relied on sting operations that caught politicians on tape taking envelopes of cash or recorded them holding damning conversations in which orders or quid pro quos are clear. Fitzgerald himself used the guilty verdict to put the state's politicians on notice.
I think people now know that if you're part of a corrupt conduct where one hand is taking care of the other, And contracts are going to people, you don't have to say the word bribe out loud. And I think people need to understand we won't be afraid to bring strong, circumstantial cases into court.
And there are several more political corruption cases his office is pursuing. One alleges corruption in the state board that finances hospital construction. Others involve the office of current Democrat Governor Rod Blagojevich. But the biggest scandal unfolding right now is in Chicago City Hall, where 44 people have been indicted thus far and 35 convicted in a probe of bribes paid for city trucking contracts and allegations of illegal hiring. In less than 3 weeks, Mayor Daley's hand-picked hiring coordinator goes on trial along with three other administration officials, and it's unlikely the investigation will stop there. There is apparently so much government graft here that the FBI office in Chicago, at a time when terrorism is the top priority, is getting a third squad to investigate public corruption. That's more FBI agents detailed to corruption than in either New York or L.A.
It's shooting fish in a barrel.
Jay Stewart is executive director of the Chicago-based watchdog group, the Better Government Association.
They will follow it to the very top. They are not going to give somebody a pass simply because they hold the highest elected office.
And Stewart says that doesn't just mean the mayor of Chicago and the governor of Illinois should worry. After all, Chicago's U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald is also the special prosecutor leading the CIA leak investigation of the White House. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.